With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating after a body is recovered in the waters off Seven Mile Beach. An official search started Saturday night after a person discovered a riderless jet ski drifting about a mile offshore. The search continued Sunday with emergency crews ultimately finding a body in the water. Formal identification procedures are, quote, currently pending. In other news,
government recognizes the concern that the proposed increase has generated amongst workers, families, and employers.
Government says it is reviewing a proposed increase to standard health insurance contract premiums, a move that could affect more than 12,000 residents. The proposed adjustment, submitted by Britt Kay and scheduled to take effect on July 1st, would increase premiums by about 25% across all SHIC categories. According to the insurer, the increase is the first adjustment to SHIC rates since 2013 and is being attributed to claims experience, healthcare cost trends, and increased use of advanced medical services now available locally. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
Government is acutely aware of the cost of living pressures facing Caymanian families, workers, and businesses. An increase of this magnitude would have a direct impact on more than 12,000 people who rely on the SHIC coverage. And we understand the concern this announcement has generated.
Under local law, insurers are required to give the Health Insurance Commission detailed information supporting any proposed increase to SHIC premium rates. And where the commission determines that a proposed standard premium rate is, quote, excessive, inadequate, unfairly discriminatory, or unreasonable, it has to notify the insurer and, following an inquiry, can order an adjustment to the proposed rate within 15 working days.
Affordable health care coverage is not a luxury. It is a necessity. At a time when many households are already facing increasing costs, government cannot simply stand by while a proposal of this scale is considered. My ministry will continue working closely with the Health Insurance Commission and the Department of Health and Regulatory Services to ensure that the interests of policyholders remain at the center of this process.
The commission is in the process of doing an assessment to determine whether the proposed rates satisfy the requirements established under the Health Insurance Act and regulations. And that's a wrap on this year's bulk waste cleanup. Department of Environmental Health Director Richard Sims.
I want to extend my sincere gratitude to all the residents across our islands for their incredible collaboration and contribution during the last 4 weeks. Your cooperation played a vital role in making this massive cleanup exercise a truly successful one. Thanks to your efforts, our team were able to work safely and efficiently, significantly improving the cleanliness of our neighborhoods ahead of the hurricane season.
Now that the annual initiative has wrapped, you'll need to arrange to transport any additional waste to the landfill yourself. You can also report any illegal dumping or littering to the DEH or the police. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump has called for Israel and Iran to stop shooting immediately after the two countries began attacking each other for the first time since April. He made his demand shortly after massive explosions were heard in Tehran. Iranian state media say the country's air defenses shot down a drone. Earlier, Iran had said it was beginning a week of continuous strikes in response, it said, to repeated violations by Israel of the ceasefire in Lebanon. Crude oil prices have jumped in response to the latest attacks in the Middle East. Brent crude rose by more than 5% to just under $100 a barrel. European leaders have congratulated Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on his party's clear victory in Sunday's parliamentary election. His pro-EU civil contract party won just under 50% of the vote. Russia has criticised what it called Western interference in the election. Officials in the southern Philippines say at least 19 people have been killed by an earthquake which struck off the island of Mindanao. Civil defence officials say more than 130 people were injured. The head of the World Health Organization is visiting Uganda, where an Ebola outbreak has killed two people after spreading from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised Uganda for what he called a prompt and capable response to the virus. French police have taken the singer and actor Patrick Bruel into custody as part of an investigation into allegations of rape. The 67-year-old says he will prove his innocence. And divers in the Mediterranean Sea have captured rare footage of a great white shark. Scientists hope the sighting will encourage governments to create marine protected areas for the sharks in Mediterranean waters where they're critically endangered. BBC News.